Good morning, everybody. It's Andy Moyle here, and today we're going to be reading one of my favourite passages in the Gospel of Mark. It's Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. But first, let's pray together. Oh, Jesus, we love you so much. We love your word that teaches us so much about you and how to follow you. Help us today. Speak to us by the power of your Spirit. Amen. Let's read. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Wow, what a passage. I mean, many people are just seeing Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth. And of course, can anything good come from Nazareth? They're not seeing who Jesus really is. But blind Bartimaeus has heard enough already to know that Jesus is the Son of David, the promised Messiah, the anointed one, the one that was born of the fallen dynasty of David that had been prophesied in 2 Samuel and 1 Chronicles. He knows that this is the Son of God, the Son of David, the anointed one, the one that can save and heal. And so he shouts to get God's attention as Jesus is walking past. "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And, you know, it's quite a roaring sound. Beggars are meant to be quiet and hidden away. They're under their cloak and people throw them a coin or two if they can. And so people rebuke him and tell him to be quiet. And you know what? Culture despises those that don't fit in, doesn't it? We get mocked, we get rejected, we get rebuked. And that was what was happening to this guy here. In fact, come on Sunday, because we're going to hear about Hannah, who also got rebuked for not quite fitting in with culture and how she dealt with that. Anyway, blind Bartimaeus, he shouts all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And his shout stops God. And, you know, it's his desperation of crying out to God that stops the Lord in his tracks. And so, you know, have you ever been desperate enough that you've cried out to God and it's arrested God's attention? It's stopped God. Has your desperation stopped God? So the people say to him, "Look, cheer up, get up on your feet. You know, he's calling you." And then there's this little detail. And I think in Mark's gospel, which is so fast, when there's a bit of detail, it's really important. It says, throwing his cloak aside. And you think about beggars, you know, they don't have many possessions and they often cling to them tightly. And especially in the hot sun and the cold of the night in the kind of, you know, Middle East area, you know, that blanket, that cloak would have kept the sun off him when it was hot and would have kept him warm when it was cold at night. And he throws it off. And it's kind of symbolic of him throwing off what we rely on. You know, we need to, when we come to Jesus, we need to throw off the things that we rely on, our own innate goodness, our career, our money, our earthly wisdom. We need to throw these things aside and come to Jesus humbly. And that's what this man does. He throws the thing that gives him security and warmth aside, his possession, and he jumps to his feet and comes to Jesus. And then Jesus says, "What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do for you?" And we must always never assume, you know, when we're praying for somebody that we know what they want for. Ask, "What do you want? What do you want prayer for?" You know, if you've got somebody that you're going to pray for, somebody who's disabled, don't just assume what they want prayer for. Ask, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want the Lord to do for you?" And so, you know, the blind man does say, "Look, I want to see." And Jesus says, "Your faith has healed you," because he's believed that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one. His faith has healed him. And of course, Bartimaeus then receives his sight and starts following Jesus along the road. He doesn't need his cloak, his begging cloak anymore. He's got the Lord. He's got his sight. He can see Jesus and he follows him. Isn't that wonderful? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we are called and challenged to throw off the things that we rely on, to trust in you, Jesus. Help us to do that today. Help us to trust and lean on you fully. In Jesus' name, amen.